This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
One of the ways that businesses, big and small, are getting extra cash as revenues fall through the floor is through lending programs that are being set up by the Federal Reserve. Mary Daly is the president of the San Francisco Fed, one of the earliest of the regional Fed banks to start seeing economic peril from the coronavirus. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
You have seen, I'm sure, the dire predictions. I'm sure you were in the room, actually, when many of them were formulated. What are you seeing out there in terms of where this thing is going right now?
Well, I'm seeing that the American people are doing the right thing for public health and sheltering in place. And this has caused a hard stop on the economy, on economic activity. And millions of individuals are losing their jobs. And some of them are shuttering their businesses. And this is really challenging. But it's also temporary. And the more we get the virus under control, the more likely we are to be able to come back to work.
A word here about your background as it relates to this crisis, because one of the things that's becoming clear is that this crisis is not hitting everybody equally. And by that, I mean low-income people, minorities, people who are dispossessed of economic power in this country are suffering disproportionate amounts. And you come from a background where you worked your way up. You're not a conventional choice for Federal Reserve president. You dropped out of high school. I wonder what your empathy level is for those people who are being hurt so badly but don't have a voice.
Well, my empathy for those who don't have an equal footing is always high. But all you have to do is look out my window in Oakland, California, and see the numerous small businesses who employ one or two people and realize those people aren't working. They're under tremendous stress because they're worried about their health, and now they're under tremendous stress because they're worried about their finances. And this is why each one of us in the economy has a role to play. Even if you're not a policymaker, you can pay for services that you would normally get and try to help those individuals who we rely on every day keep some level of income so that they're as well prepared to come out of this as we are, who are lucky enough to telework.
Are you working from home now, by the way? Are you in your office or are you in your home?
I'm completely at home. It actually is super hard for me not to be in the office because we have essential staff doing important work. But I know that the best way to keep them safe is for me not to be near them. So I send them virtual hellos and I stay at home and work here like, you know, I'm supposed to.
One of the things your staff has been working on, I guess this came out a week or so ago. San Francisco Fed came out with a report on uncertainty in this economy and the coronavirus. Basically, we don't know what's happening. There's mass unemployment. Things could get desperately worse. I wonder how confident you are in that prediction.
Well, what I'm confident in is that we are facing something really uncertain, and that is the evolution of the virus. We really don't have control over that, and that makes everyone afraid. And the best treatment for that type of uncertainty is to control the things we can control. It's a painful time, but we can reduce that pain by making sure that we provide some shoring up for people and put them in a good position to recover once the virus is behind us.
You know, it's funny. When we had Chair Powell on the program like a year and a half, almost 2 years ago now, one of the things he said was, as you're thinking about monetary policy, control the things you can control. And that's become the mantra around the office a little bit. It's, you know, control what you can control. And I wonder how you control things right now when everything is so out of control, if that makes any sense at all.
It makes complete sense. I mean, I'll tell you what I tell my 1,700 employees and the more than 20,000 people who work in the Federal Reserve System. What we control is we can be the best in public service. These are challenging times, and we all need to show up, and that's what we can control. Show up to work every day, show up and do your jobs, ensure that you're being part of the solution by sheltering in place. Even if you do something small, you're part of the solution, and that's what we can control.
Mary Daly, she's the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. President Daly, thanks for your time, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.